Hello?
I have Chief Justice Berger.
Hello?
Hello?
Warren, I think we've given you a couple of good men. I was trying to build the court up a bit, as you noted. In the process, I built you up a little, too.
Well,
you and Blackman.
Yes.
What you deserve.
I thought the whole tournament was just perfect. You know, out in Dubuque, Iowa, and out around the country, they haven't been following all the...
No. The Washington Post and all that.
And yet they've been getting some rumors. Now, you have spoken, and this settles it.
Incidentally, do you know Rehnquist, Warren?
I have met him in between, and then he's argued, I think, two cases coming on court. I've been very well impressed with him.
He's really first class.
Well,
his mind is steel trap, you know, first in his class at Stanford, which proves nothing. I mean, I was third, so I didn't think that first meant so much. But nevertheless, he was top in his class. But more than that, the guy that, when I've seen him, and I've seen him in a number of things here at the White House, when it comes to constitutional question, he's cool, objective, just the kind of a guy that, you know, young fellow that you need in that court when a tough things come up. And he's like a rock. He's tough and absolutely unflappable. He isn't gonna be moved on the Georgetown set.
I have been much impressed.
Of course, I don't need to tell you about Lou Powell. He's a superb man. And I decided to break the age thing mainly because I thought the court could use just having a man of that eminence on the court. What do you think?
I think so, and I talked to him a little bit ago, and you know, he's worried about the aging thing when I talked to him.
Well, you remember, as you know, you called him last night at my suggestion.
I get him a little bit.
Because I had to really press him, but... Great.
But I pointed out to him that jokingly that he had 20 years to go back to 85, and that gave Lou 21 years.
But you think very highly of him, don't you?
Well,
a great gentleman.
I've ever known in my life.
Well, everybody says that. They're going to rake, the only thing they can ring up on him is what he said about Martin Luther King, but he was right about what he said about Martin Luther King. That's too bad, isn't it? Now, for Christ's sakes. He should have represented school board. That was his job.
I said at the luncheon table the other day when they were talking about Christmas Friday, I said, you know, I thought we had reminded the poorest, even a criminal in the country, decided to be the best lawyer. So why is it the school board?
But the main thing that I think is important, Warren, is that on the court now, I have appointed four people. And you, Blackman, and Powell, and Rehnquist. And I think all four of them are top-flight, decent, honorable, able men. That's very important. That's what the court needs, doesn't it? Or
yes,
do you agree?
And it's just something that's nice, I think. For the oil on the country everything.
I know.
The world is great.
Right. Mean by what? By what?
By the whole manner.
The manner,
isn't it? The manner.
How old is he?
33.
Oh yeah, what did he say?
And
it's very important.
Just what the country is like.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Because of the style rather than the appointment, the tone, I mean.
The tone is what did it, and he said, that all of the criticism that's going on fade away. Of course, the commentators have a hard time finding fault. The trial concern, the best thing to do was to say that. Of small thing, unlike Franklin Roosevelt, whose first appointment was a Southerner.
Unlike him?
Unlike him.
Goodness.
You can imagine the fellow having the nerve. He not only packed
he not only
people, but tried to pack it
with the law.
With the law, with the English.
But I think putting Powell, I thought it was a good thing to put Powell Warren in the position of not just being a Virginian, a Southern, but a great American.
Yes.
Didn't you like that?
Very good analysis.
It's true, too.
You mentioned that the criminal justice project is the man.
Right.
He may be the chairman of it. That's where I first got to know him well. Here he is, conservative, Virginia fellow, and he launched the most light program for criminal justice. So they'll have a hard time finding
Warren, as you know, there is one thing that there is a problem, and we must not let it come.
No,
incidentally, he said, you know, Mr. President, when I called him, yesterday afternoon, before you called him, and I said, now, I want you to consider this. And he said, well, you know, as conscious as he is, I think you can find a better man, a younger man. He says, my eyesight bothers me. Well, what about you? I said, well, I can only work 50 hours a week. Well, now, for Christ's sakes, who the hell in that court works more than 50 hours a week? You tell me, huh?
Well,
50 hours a week. Well, you know he can do the job 50 hours a week. Don't be sure he doesn't raise that in the hearings.
Yeah, I
shouldn't, because we don't want to appear that I appointed an old, decrepit man. Basically, Lou Powell with half sight can do more than many people could do with full sight. You know it, and I know it.
No question about it.
Good. Another thing, too, is this. You have a clerk, or, I don't know, do you have one or two, more than one? Not two? One law clerk, or two do you have now?
Now we've got three. I've got the
three.
Third.
All right. Lou Powell has three clerks. He doesn't have to read all the fine print anymore, does he?
No.
What you want him on that is in those conferences. You sit around that table, he's invaluable, isn't he?
Absolutely. Lou is such a conscientious fellow.
I know.
Has to bring that up.
Let me give you one little anecdote you can give you. Cleveland. Cleveland was, I think, one of the better presidents because of its conscientious ability. But Cleveland, in his two terms, which, as you know, was separated by a veto. Grover Cleveland vetoed more bills than any president has done in two terms. Roosevelt, of course, vetoed more than anybody else because he was in four terms. But anyway, Cleveland had this problem. He insisted on reading every bill himself. He would rather do something, it was said about Cleveland, that he would rather do something himself poorly than to have somebody else do it well. Now, Lewis Powell has got to recognize, he put him on this court not for his ability to read the fine print and do all the crap, but God damn it, we want him there. That's right. And you and Blackman and a couple others sit around with Lou Powell and discuss these things. That's it, you know.
Well,
take
I'm
me. You know, I don't read all the fine print. I really don't. I'm the reason that I've been able to bring off the China and the Soviet initiative is that I've delegated the business about what happens to Bolivian fishing rights to other people. See?
Well,
talk real cold turkey to him. I'll tell him that I said this, will you?
I certainly will, and I think he'll be able to move to it. There's a good many concerns about that.
He went on and on to me with it, and I said, now, consulting his doctrine, I said, look, I just know you can do the job. You don't need to worry about that. But you tell him that I feel that he should Look, blind men have served in the car. There's a fellow by the name of Lloyd Nix. You've heard of him in California.
No.
But there was Lloyd Nix who gave me, he was blind. And I took my cram course to pass the California bar from him. Well, now, for Christ's sake, he didn't read a thing. So Lou Powell can do the job, and he must do it, and he's got to stay in that court 10 years. That's right. Okay.
Well, I'll certainly tell him. Well, it's nice of you to call. I didn't want to wear you out. That's why I left the message to Rosemary.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right.